Hi there, I am Daryl Oladapo. I am a technical evangelist in town with Microsoft Nigeria. I will continue a series of UWP controls this morning. So we'll be looking at the person's control now. I have this code up on GitHub at this link, ak.ms/UWP, so you do have to check them out to see how I did it in case you get some things mixed up. So let's get started.
Okay, so I had a little bit of technical issues with the audio, so this audio might not be too clear, but I'll try to be as clear as possible. Okay, so this is the button control, just some few ones I could mock up. So you have the basic button, which goes by button, well, it's a velocity, imagine pixels of 4, and then the content of the button, as simple as that. Then there's the other type, the other simple type, which you have as the button, then you end the tag, it gives you the ending tag with this, just like HTML, and then you put the content in here. Then there's this other type, which makes it richer, the one I normally prefer to use. You will have the button, just like you have it here, but now instead of having just this, you now have the button.content property. So what you do for the button.content price, you can put some more rich content, you can put a stack panel, you can put an image, you can put anything you want inside it. And then there's another kind of special button, which is the toggle button. Just take it as your switch or a three-state switch. So you can have it on, off, middle, low, high, something like that. Okay, so the back end for this code is in mainpage.xml.cs. So you have it as a, this is just what I did. I set the state of the button state. I set it, this text block, I set the state to, I set the text to the state of the toggle button. So if it's checked, it's set to true. If it's not checked, it's set to false. As simple as that. So let's run it and see how it looks on our mobile phone emulator. I have it up running already. Okay, so it's running now. So this normal button, you can do the normal clicking, tapping on it, and then this is the toggle button. So it's checked now, the value is true, and it's unchecked and the value is false. See,